Welcome to Primary Attribute, where a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, both nacho-flavored and Cool Ranch. We all use he, him pronouns. Today, nacho-flavored Vons is staring suspiciously at a mug of Sleepy Time tea, while Cool Ranch is... He heard that Vons needed honey, or honey is too precious a thing. He heard that Vons needed lumps of sugar for some reason.
Also pretty precious.
Yeah, probably.
Less so, though.
Yeah. Sure. I'm Aaron. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is just like really glad she said something.
I'm Kelly.
About Vons needing sweetener.
pick. Just make, doesn't matter. She's glad she said something.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, currently melded with Sidroa, the goo creature. Together we are known as Weldroa. You can use any pronoun you'd like to throw at us. We're not particularly picky. Wealthy is a she, her. I am a they, them. And Wealthy is just along for the ride at this point.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student / pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And summon sucralose should be a illusionist spell.
Oh, wow. I hate it.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. And you should do it for every other podcast to listen to as well. Now it's time for Aaron with the recap.
It is time for Aaron with the recap. So last time, Jesse alerted Wealthy, Grix, and Steamboat Willie that they're going to the Jenkies because Vonda's dreams don't seem not important. So everyone went to the Jenkies to find out if there's anything useful that they can tell us about the weirdness of Vons' dreams. Jesse found out and freaked out that everyone else has psychically connected to the corruption at one point or another. We did talk a lot about the dreams and emerged with a plan to test if Vons can, one, be found via find person while he's in his dream, B, be found via detect thoughts, and C, if he can light a fire that can be seen by other people while he is in the dream. And just to circle back, we're currently on hold instead of doing drills for the populace of the Arcs. So that's the next thing we're going to do once we finish all of this dream stuff. Just want to remind everyone.
Everyone who listened to the start of one of our recent episodes and was like, I'm so hyped. They're going to do drills. Hang in there. We got to go deeper first. All right.
Yeah. So
it was essentially going to be a couple days where you guys were setting stuff up. Though I think Crix had all his spells, so he didn't need to spend time writing stuff down now. But either way, you got to stock up on Sleepy Time tea. You got to stock up on sugar cubes and whatnot. And you got to import your Cool Ranch Fonses. And, you know, they can take a day or two to come by mail. So, all of you are here now at the Jinkies, and it is time for your cunning plan. Logistically, you guys know that you are going to, you believe, where the Arcs came from. And as I realized between sessions, you are currently hanging out with a wizard who can remember all of his previous lives, at least one of which had a significant amount of time in that area. So
that's probably valuable for some reason.
It helps you teleport. So you're not just kind of guessing. And it means you don't have to walk, because that would be quite the hike.
We were never going to walk.
Going to get an Uber.
I mean,
it's going to cost
so
much.
Yeah, I mean, we've walked very far distances several times, but not on this continent. And at the time, it was pretty intense. One thing that Jesse is going to advocate for is having enough plenty of invisibility potions or people who can cast invisibility spells. Jessie currently has 6 invisibility potions on her from the last time that we got stocked up.
Between
I can increase
Lucky
the number of spells I've got prepared.
Between Great. Lucky and Nacho Flavored, I'm sure we've got...
I do not have any invisibility potions.
Lucky's not
probably
going
to use
her stuff.
Off Lucky.
That's right. Gotta pay for your shit at the store.
But I'm sure that the material... I'm sure they're available.
Yeah, you can just pay cost. Same if you were making them. Cover replacing the supplies. All right, so how many are you buying, making, etc.?
I mean, definitely enough for us to either all get spelled by somebody or take an invisibility potion for like once we're there. And it seems like we'll be able to just go and only be there for like a day.
Yeah, it kind of just depends on how long Bonds takes to get to sleep and how time passes. So Jinkits could in theory cast invisibility sphere, but that's a 10-foot radius, so you'd all have to stick pretty close together.
I don't want to rely on an invisibility sphere. I know that he could spell us before.
It's the smell, isn't it? You just don't want to be that close to get. It's the smell.
How many of us are there?
Wealthy, Cool Ranch, Jenkins, Steamboat, and Jessie. So 5.
I've got 2.
Shadroa.
You count as one unit for the purposes of potions.
That's plenty. If Jenkins can spell at least two of... If Jenkins can spell at least 2 of us, and Grix can spell...
2
of us, that's just 1 potion for 1 person to take, and hopefully we won't run into, like... Hopefully we won't have to actually, like, do fighting. And if we do, then we'll just come back, I think, right? If we have to, like, run, we can retake potions. I have enough for everybody in that case.
Yeah. Jenkins is going to use Teleportation Circle, the non-fancy permanent version, to get you guys there. The rules for teleporting, just the other people you bring with you. You guys might drop a lot of items, basically. So ideally, you'll have time to escape so he can make another Teleportation Circle and you can use that. But
okay,
you will have an escape hatch and... Yeah, and or could run, lose the people that are following you, and then take the time to set up.
Okay.
But okay, so Jenkins will cast invisibility on himself and will draw. And then Grix, do you want to play favorites with the remaining party members?
No. Who wants it? I got 2.
I'll just take a potion. I have a lot.
Okay. So Grix has covered Vons and himself.
Okay.
Well, right. Grix is covering Steamboat Willie and
Sorry.
And
Right, yes. Sorry.
But Grix isn't...
Grix is not coming with you, yeah.
Grix is not going. So he should cover...
Oh, okay, so he's covering Steamboat and Vons instead of himself and Vons.
Sure.
I just got turned around.
He's covering Steamboat Willie and Cool Ranch Vons.
Cool Ranch Vons.
Sure.
I undo the accidental palette swap in this scene. Remember to get the white right frames this time. All right, so everyone gears up. Jenkins pulls out some very expensive looking, very fancy looking thread, which does the interesting thing of when you cast teleport dissolving into like glittery sparkles for a second and it's destroyed. So, you know, don't make a habit of using the spell and gets it set up for you guys all to jump on through.
Great.
Well, that happens. OG Vons.
Mm-hmm.
Roll initiative against your mug of sleepy time tea.
See which one's faster. Oops.
You win. You grapple it. We abandon the rules immediately. So, how you feeling as you?
I've lost against a mug of tea before.
Somehow I bet you have. Although, I have
spilling
no
an
idea
ouchie
what this means.
Burning.
Yeah.
What does it mean when you roll crit against a mug of sleepy time tea?
You don't spill it so hard.
Crit, which crit?
20.
Oh.
You drink it at just the right temperature. You steeped it just the right amount of time.
You sleep so good.
So if we don't have honey or sugar cubes at what are we using to sweeten it? Lead?
Don't. I mean, sometimes tea doesn't need sweetening.
Someone berries. We dropped a couple sugar. Berries in there.
Yeah, we made some jam.
Just preserves.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So you have some sleepy time tea with some delicious preserves of probably blackberries or blueberries or something in the environment. And you get set up on one of the bunks that the Jenkins has, and that tea does its job, and you start drifting off to sleep. Grix.
Yeah.
How are you following Vaughn's into the dreams?
Oh, I thought I was going to stay outside first. Am I going in?
I thought you were going to cast like Read Thoughts or something to try to follow along at least somewhat.
Well, yeah, but I thought that I'd be doing that from the outside.
I mean, follow along metaphorically. You're not going to physically be there, presumably. But you'll like see what he sees or something like that.
Sure. But I'm
some kind of
dream-based
avatar.
Yeah.
Yes, you would always necessarily be external for sure.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. I'll
you're going inside. Calls Vons for a different kind of consent.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There we go.
Yeah. I'll just sit on a stool by his head and like ominously like wiggle my fingers over his head, casting the spells. I think that first would be detect thoughts.
All right.
And then later would be find humanoid.
Okay. You lean over Vaughn's ominously and start detecting his thoughts. There's just kind of a drifting nothingness for a minute because Vaughn's is still falling asleep. And then you see in your mind's eye, and we zoop on through to Vaughn's perspective and find ourselves on the side of a crater.
God, I really want to do an X-Men Days of Future Past version of this, but that would just be too much of a departure.
I feel like that would make a really good holiday episode or something.
Yeah.
Hmm. I can see it.
Like,
all right.
Canon adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe Mark will make a fanfic.
Uh-huh. Oh, I mean, I would love it if Mark would make a fanfic. Uh-huh. I just don't know what Mark is most interested in, so... Mark, if you write a fanfic, please tell me.
Just a conspiracy murder board that's trying to figure out the metaphysics of the world.
That seems most likely.
Murder board is a kind of fan work.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I just don't wish the descent into madness that is figuring out every single continuity.
Lawrence takes exception to that. Yeah.
On anybody.
You gotta let it go, people. You gotta let it go.
Don't go full Pepe Silver or whatever. But all right. So, Fawns, there's soft grass beneath your paws. And there's big old slightly scraggly trees above you. And you are wearing a very comfortable, by which I mean, well, it exists and is warm, old leather cloak. You have a leather tarp. You have a fancy-ass knife. And you have an even fancier stick.
This is all...
And across the crater from you, although you duck down, and it looks like it's moved a little bit since you last observed it, there is, standing there, a creature with shadows that fall off it like smoke, also known as a corrupted creature.
At what range?
A good damn distance away. I'm going to say you're not directly across the crater from each other, because this crater is very, very far, far across, but we're talking at least half a mile. Like, you can see him, but...
So it's not, like, all the way across.
Correct.
But it's... not so far across that he's comfortable with blowing him a raspberry either. Let's
I mean, it's not... you're probably good.
Yeah.
But I guess you don't know how good their hearing is.
Or vision. I mean, you got to see through all that smoke.
It's true. All right. Mm. So you're looking over there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, Cool Ranch, Waldroa, Steamboat.
Uh-huh.
You all get invisibled in various ways and then hop on through a teleportation circle. Make a dexterity check.
Jesse got a 25.
Ugh. 15. Almost as low as I could go.
Oh, and my thing's not rolling for some reason. There we are.
I got an 8.
Ooh. How?
No, wait, no. What's my level right now? 11?
2. Yes, it's 11.
Okay, then it's 19. Sorry.
Yes, remember to add the numbers.
Yeah, I didn't do much worse than Kelly. What check is this again?
Dexterity.
Dex, that would put me at 17 on a prime.
All right. I believe Wealthy has Dex as a prime attribute. So.
Yes, but I also have a -2 because I'm wearing the armor.
You are not wearing your armor yet. It's still being made.
No, but I'm wearing the armor.
See, fellow GMs, this is a good player that reminds you of a negative thing you might have forgotten.
The armor?
There's a suit of armor that...
I'm wearing a suit of armor. I've been wearing it for quite some time.
Yeah. Just pulling an Alphonse Elric thing and being like, I'm normal.
That's the name I was trying to remember.
Mm. Yeah. Except there is something inside the armor for Baldroa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of something inside the armor for Alphonse.
Sometimes there's a person inside the armor.
Spoilers for a 20-year-old TV show to your listeners.
It's your own fault if you haven't watched it yet.
I'm not ashamed to spoil that show. It's fine. Which one are we even talking about?
Exactly. All right. So
the live action one on Netflix.
Hell yeah.
All right. So Steamboat, you got 13 on not a frame, right?
15.
Something like that. 15? Okay.
Steamboat. Way better.
Way better. Still 3 below base success. All of you come out of this teleportation circle and immediately get that fun sensation of there is nothing under my feet right now.
No.
And all fall about 3 feet. This would not be the end of the world, except you're also falling onto a slope.
Oh, God.
No.
It's not a steep slope. And it is grassy and mossy and lichen-y and all of that. Most of you.
Grass?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's morning dew. It's terrible.
That's the difference between a slide and a roll.
They're a punchline?
Well, no. I was bracing for although, a joke. This... This will look to some people like Cool Ranch Vons is just trying to get the area under his tail clean.
you are all invisible. So your indignities are somewhat secret. Everyone manages to either...
indignities are somewhat secret. I like that phrase. Carry on. Sorry.
You all manage to keep your feet more or less. Some of you, like Jesse rolled really high, Cool Vons is a ninja, manage to kind of land and just, you know, bend your back leg a little bit and slide down a short amount and then stop. While Droa, I imagine, just...
I have to clank. I'm sorry, I have to clank.
I
ejects the emergency tentacles.
Sometimes clank you slightly. Do clank. I believe that. I do.
You fall on your ass, you clank. I roll something for no reason whatsoever. Interesting. All right. So you do hear Baldroa clank rather loudly. And Steamboat, you fall. You try to land by kind of landing into a forward crouch. You are not used to doing that with the weight of your pack and on slippery slope to begin with. And you start tumbling down the hill towards the center of the crater, although the center of the crater is pretty far off from here. Make another dexterity check so we can inform just how far you roll on down.
Okay. I got nothing to work with on this, so I'll just do it. Not great. 16.
All right. You go a pretty far away. You take 4 points of damage as you tumble.
Uh-huh. Four. Four.
Yeah, 4 points. So you've got at least half your hit points left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, more than that.
That's right, because Steamboat has way more HP than... mainline Grix.
What? No. Mainline Grix says... Oh.
Because you have a bigger hit die.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Steamboat has a bigger hit die, but Grix's con got upped at one point, so
yeah,
kind of comes out in the wash.
No, you're right. Steamboat is still slightly ahead.
All right, so you... So you got a 15?
Uh-huh.
Call it high or low.
High.
You managed to avoid falling into a very large pool of water at the bottom.
Woo!
You instead stop in the deep, squishy mud.
Uh-huh.
Those of you above the hill, you see a
an giant, indentation in the giant, mud.
Giant sliding indentation in the mud. It all kind of piles up on one side right before would have hit the water.
Can Jesse do like an observation, like just figure out sort of like what the area is?
Yeah, make a wisdom check.
Around. Great. 28 on prime.
Okay. You scan the area. This is a big ass crater, you note. There is, based on some of the crumbling ruins you see, you think you are towards the front of what used to be the mountain that used to be, or that, you know, where the arcs used to be, towards its front gate, albeit off to the side and kind of around the circumference just a little bit. You're not facing it straight on, basically. The scanning around, you see no sign of Prime Vons / Nacho Cheese Vons, but this is such a big area and Vons is not running around in high visibility clothing, nor is he prone to standing on top of things and waving his arms and yelling, "Here I am, here I am." So it's very possible he's hidden behind something, even if it's not intentional. And you know him, it's probably intentional.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Oh, you might smell him before you see him, but we're outside. So.
I believe in Vons' smell.
So knowing that there's at least one corrupted in the area, can Jesse see any corrupted?
I was getting there. You're good. You also see the... Or wait. No, you see no corrupted creatures in the area.
Uh-oh.
You scan real carefully.
Okay. Huh. Jesse is going to whisper that this should be the rendezvous point, since we can all see the deep mud depression. We can all see the deep mud depression where Steamboat Willie fell. So that's a good spot.
Yeah.
To refer okay. back to.
That's right.
What?
Trailblazer,
yes. Jessie's gonna just whisper that she's walking around to try and see if she can see anything.
Okay.
Like any of the features that Vaughn specifically was talking about in his dream at the end of his last dream.
Do you all split up, gang? To cover more ground?
Sure.
I wasn't expecting that to work. All right. Well, Drew, you head off. I assume Jesse's going to kind of circle towards the front because that's where Vons was. So that'd be a good place to check.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, do you want to like spread out or do you want to go down to the crater? Do you want to go around the other way?
I think I want to go down to the crater.
Okay. I should start writing this down. Okay. Jesse is going clockwise.
Oh, Drew is going. That is how I was picturing it.
Hell yeah, same wavelength. 5 years of playing together. You eventually get there. All right. So Wealthy's going to the interior. Cool Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you headed to?
Does he recognize that Jesse is going clockwise or
I'm gonna Jesse whispered that she was heading off, and I imagine you all are at least giving some indication where you're going.
Yeah, he could probably hear, I guess. So he's going to cover the most ground by going the other direction around, right?
Okay, so you go counterclockwise.
Counter. Yeah.
All right. Steamboat, you made a bold move towards the middle of the crater. However, you can choose another direction if you wish.
Circling up together would be good. I'll head back towards... I'll maintain with the group as close to the group as possible.
Well, we've all split up.
The group is slowly splitting up, which...
Sure. I'd like to be back more towards the center, equidistant from everyone else.
Okay, you can kind of line up with where Weldro is going.
Sure. And... Also, if I can be a little higher up, that might be good, because being at the bottom of a crater is bad for liftoff of my gliding.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, just like slightly climbing back up a little higher, close to where everyone else is.
Okay, do you want to go back up to like kind of the original spot you started at and be able to kind of look down on everything and keep an eye on it? Or...
Sure.
Because you're uniquely suited to getting anywhere any of these people are going very quickly.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that then. Yeah, that sounds good.
And then Jenkins is think Jenkins goes along with Jesse.
Okay.
All right. So, though maybe Uldra would be more appropriate. Let's go with Uldra. They can bond or something. All right. So you all start splitting off. Prime Vons.
I was about to snore and then realized how rude that was.
Prime Vons within the dreamscape.
Huh.
You see, well, you don't see anyone teleport in. You know they should get here at some point. But actually, make a wisdom check, add your listening bonus.
Oh, that's a reasonable behavior, isn't it? Let's see.
Your little tufty ears perk up.
No, he'd be listening for them. Yeah. Oh shit, I criticaled again. I've never rolled so many 20s in this stupid program.
At least today, it's rigged in your favor. Hell yeah.
Yay.
All right, so your ears perk up. You hear very faintly, very distantly, the sounds of your allies, party members, friends, co-workers, somewhere on this relationship spectrum.
Friendly suckers?
Oh, Vons.
Comrades.
Grix hears friendly suckers. These are reading thoughts. But all right, you,
I imagine Vons contemplates his relationship to his friends from time to time, trying to understand what any of it means anyway. He doesn't have great relationships.
Not buddy. But ears perk up, you figure out roughly where people are going. You kind of hear the whispering and manage to catch the little bit of shift of grass or, you know, someone saying something. The other thing you did catch before that was a loud clank, like, say, armor hitting against itself when colliding with something too hard and uncontrolled.
Not like somebody spilled their mess kit.
It's not that loud because this armor is well made, damn it. It's not just a scarecrow in there. Anyway, and you hear the sound of someone tumbling, followed by the wet, sucking sound of someone sliding into and across mud. And the last thing you notice is that corrupted creature you can see appears to notice one of those noises and starts slowly making its way over that direction.
Huh. He does. So I don't detect the movement of anybody yet. Like, I recognize that I'm hearing some sounds.
Yeah.
You get a rough idea, because I think you heard kind of on almost a sixth sense animal instinct level, you get the impression that your friends are moving, you know, outwards.
I mean, that would make sense. So I'm going to start.
Yeah.
I'm going to start sweeping the perimeter of that crater in whatever. So that corrupted is going in the direction. I'm going to sweep around and kind of casually go to the same in the same direction, but keeping an eye on him.
Okay,
I don't want to get that close.
Yeah, so this is going to take you away from everybody else, which I assume is fine. I just want to flag that for you.
I mean, that's, as far as I know, as the character, that's probably the quickest way to find somebody. It may be away from everybody. He might be wrong about this. The corrupted might be wrong about this, but he's either going to intercept one of his friends who's looking for him, or he'll find them there. Or he'll at least figure out what the corrupt is looking for.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess I should phrase it slightly differently, just so you have an idea of like where you are. So if the entrance to the arcs is at 6 o'clock, like you're currently at like 7 o'clock, the other creature was probably like at 3, and you are heading towards 12 o'clock. So you're taking the long way around to where your friends started, which I think is fine.
So where did we start as the friends? Like, or are we not allowed to know that?
Like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I'm just trying to give you guys a rough idea of like how distant you are from stuff. So,
okay.
Both the group that teleported in and Vons were towards the front of the crater.
Okay.
Vons is now heading towards the back of the crater if he is
trying to intercept the corrupted.
Or wait, I might have just misunderstood.
So
did you say you were going the opposite direction of the corrupted creature?
No, he sees the corrupted going in a direction, like you said, right?
Yeah.
He wants to go around the perimeter, figuring that that's like his... assuming that his friends would stay outside the perimeter as well.
Yeah.
So he's going to go around in the direction that would intercept where the corruption is headed. But he's doing it slow and cautious. He really doesn't want to get that corrupted's attention. And okay. He figures that if that's where his friends landed, if that's where the noises were, then he would intercept them along that arc somewhere.
They're trying to get to us, not before the baddies.
So you're trying to get to them before the corruption gets to them? Or are you trying to...
He's trying to find them before the corruption finds them. Okay. Or gets to them, at least.
So you're not taking the long way around that would put you behind where the corruption is going. Or like behind the corruption as it travels, you would... You're going the other way.
I guess he's also probably moving a little extra slow because he doesn't have invisibility.
Okay.
He's just sneaking.
Okay. So you are creeping back towards the front of the arcs because that would get you around the perimeter to where the corruption appears to be headed and hopefully before the corruption gets there.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay. But he's not absolutely counting on it. He's mostly observing and just trying to find.
Yeah, make a hide check and a move silently check. They're both dexterity.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if Jesse was trying to find where Vons was had described that he was... Okay.
Ian, are you logged into Roll20 right now?
No, I've been using Fantasy Grounds to roll dice. Did you roll another 20?
Yes, I did. All right. I need to screen cap this.
So 20 on your hide check, and then...
Yeah, 20 on the hide check, and... Rolling again. This one's going to be gnarly. Oh, okay, 17. That's all. That's great. So that would be 18 on dex.
Okay.
No, wait. 19.
Okay. You go and you start sneaking along. And you're doing a very good job, you know, keeping your head down. The ground is pretty soft here, but it's also littered with plant life. So moving quietly is a little bit hard, especially for you, despite your... You know, you're rough living in a park. you're not that used to being in the truly great outdoors. That makes sense. Like truly wild areas. So you're taking it slow. And you're managing to keep pretty quiet. And you're definitely managing to keep your head down as you start creeping towards where you think that everyone else is probably headed or started at least. And Jesse, you were searching for...
I mean, so I was trying to find where Vons had described that he was, but you've just described that I'm going away from that.
If I did, I have failed you. You are heading towards the front of the arcs.
Yeah, no, Cool Ranch is heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, Cool Ranch is the one heading in the wrong direction. Okay. He's heading towards the back. So,
for the eagle eye view.
That's right.
Okay. So then
he knows
Jesse
there's a collectible back there somewhere.
So
he just has to have it.
So then Jesse is moving counterclockwise.
No, Jesse's moving clockwise.
Widdershins. Because you said that we landed at like 4 or 5.
And you're headed towards 6 to get to the front of the arc.
But you said that Vons was at like 3?
Vons is at 7.
Yeah.
Vons is at 7. I'm so sorry.
The corrupted is heading towards 3.
The corrupted was around like 3.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, I've misunderstood and I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Yes. So, yeah, Jesse's going.
Okay.
Jesse is going clockwise.
Jesse, you pretty quickly find or see the ruins that you think Vons described from his dreams. It's the remains of very old, you know, fort walls. Make an intelligence check.
Oh, that's a 19? It's not terrible. Could be better.
These don't look quite exactly like you expected them to, but dreams are, you know, vague. So, shrug.
Least look like the other, because Jesse spent a lot of time on the outside of the arcs and in like a lot of spots around on the outside of the arcs that like other people might not have been, and so does this at least look like the kind of architecture that...
Yes, this all looks correct architecture-wise.
She's familiar with? Okay, good.
It looks far more like the very old architecture that you find around sometimes and less like the stuff they're actively building now. But yeah. Yes, it looks correct.
Okay, cool.
But all right. So were you looking for anything in particular once you got there?
No, I'm trying to find Vons.
Okay. So make another wisdom check for...
Yeah, invisibility really doesn't suit
this kind of coordination? No. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I feel like we discover this in first principles every time we do. Uh-huh.
Well, no, but the thing is, like, we're expecting that he's not going to be invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a 25 on wisdom for my prime, for prime.
You do not see nor hear Vons, but it's a big area. And he may have, you know, he's wandered off somewhere.
Yes. She's going to kind of just post up around the... If she can't find, like, more, like, anything that looks more like what Vons was describing, she's going to just post up, like, kind of near the entrance.
Yeah.
And be ready.
Okay, so you post up, like, where the you know, stone road, I suppose, that would have led into the arcs is, like, collapsed, in, you know, started, like, the edge of the crater where that starts collapsing into it.
Yeah, I'm going to... post up, like, kind of very slightly, like, into the, I don't know, brush, underbrush,
yeah,
woods, wherever.
Okay.
And that's just so that if she does have to fight, she has, like, some kind of additional protection, maybe.
Yeah. A little bit of cover, a little bit of concealment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Steamboat, make a wisdom check as you hike back up the hill.
Okay. Oh, bad. 10. No, excuse me. 12.
Total?
Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
You didn't crit fail, did you?
Nope. One above that.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly safe.
Mm-hmm.
Safe enough.
It's nice and quiet out here. It's a relaxing space. You find a good spot to stand, you know, a nice boulder that's sticking on the side of the hill. Give you a good running jump, should you wish to glide.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all set there. And you can still feel free to move around if you want, but it sounded like you wanted a good launching spot, so you have found one.
You know what? I might just launch.
Okay.
I might just launch, because then I'll be airborne, and I can, like, get some height advantage, and, I might as well just launch.
Okay. Make a drive check.
A wee!
Yay!
All right, that's pretty good. 26.
Okay, 26. You go, you take a running leap. Do you use your suit's ability? Or do you just use your own two legs?
Which suit's ability? I don't remember.
It was enchanted for you by one Squirrel, the Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to remember what it does.
Something about flying?
And so it helps you launch.
Okay.
Get some height.
Do I remember it being a squirrel suit of some kind?
It is a squirrel suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that it was made by a squirrel.
It is specifically it is a also squirrel suit.
A squirrel suit.
Yeah. Squirrel did not make it, but he did enchant.
Yeah.
Double the squirrel.
I don't have that written down exactly, but yeah, I go fast and I go high.
All right, roll a d6.
Great. Six.
All right, six. Okay.
Sex. In German. Right. God.
So.
Efficient.
You were told that this would help you make an astounding leap, an astounding bound.
Huh?
It's Squirrello.
Uh-huh.
Precision is not his strong suit as a general rule. So instead of the way the spell is written, it would be up to 25 feet forward or 10 feet backwards or upwards.
Uh-huh.
You travel three times that.
Oh, okay.
So you go, you think you're going to get a nice boost up, and you shoot 30 feet in the air in a nice arc, but... You're flying, so you don't care nearly as much about that landing. Also, mark that is one charge. I think you have two or three a day, and these do recharge over time. But so you have left, and you have a great view of this entire area. Make a wisdom check to try to see what's about.
A wisdom check to see what's about.
As in, looking
around. Yeah. Natural 20.
Fascinating.
That's amazing.
I see everything.
Yes, you have.
You can see the Matrix.
Yep,
pretty much.
We've had entirely too many of these today.
Well, I was going to say I've seen everything, like Patrick Stewart and that. Never mind.
And Patrick Swayze.
Like in what?
In the Extras TV show.
And SpongeBob.
But it's too late. Wow. I've seen everything.
I just rattle that audio clip out of my brain despite not having
it's fine. It's fine.
All right. So you can see the entire perimeter of the crater. You quickly figure out, you mark all the buildings where you're pretty sure Vons was talking about from his dreams. You see the stone hut by the river. You see the walls. You see the road as it tumbles off into the cavern below.
Uh-huh.
You see that dotted around on the hills that you can kind of see over the edge of the crater and beyond a little bit. You either see or get the feeling there are, depending on the angles, various caves and such that are exiting out all over this area. And you see that going up the valley, because the arch looks like it was kind of the end cap to one end of this valley.
Uh-huh.
And looking up the other direction, that's more trees than you have ever, ever seen, grown more densely than you've ever seen. Like, it's clear that nothing has been here in a very long time that is not nature.
Yep, impressive.
And the other thing you note with extreme certainty,
uh-huh,
is you do not see Prime Vons. And you do not see any corrupted creatures.
Okay.
I am going to let this 20 give you one more thing.
Okay.
I lied to you about corrupted creatures, because I was just thinking of the one that Prime Vons is seeing. You do see, with that 20, roosting in some of the trees, birds.
Birds.
Corrupted birds.
Uh-oh.
That are sitting there, perfectly still, and perfectly quiet, indefinitely watching.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfectly watching.
All right.
And that's it. I don't get to napalm attack the birds.
Not yet.
Okay. Fair.
That takes at least two rounds. All
right. Gotcha.
All right. Well, Dra.
Mm-hmm.
This sure is a crater.
It sure is.
It's got a bunch of water in it.
And there's mud, apparently.
It's got mud. It's got rocks. You start heading on in, you know, stepping carefully, and imagine particularly carefully, because at this point, just because of all the armor and the fact that Sedroa does have a significant amount of mass now, because you've consumed enough stuff and use it for mass, that, you know, you're like a pretty well-built human walking around in full plate.
but we do have really good traction on the bottom of our armor.
Sure, why not? But yeah, so you're just taking it careful, because there's some loose ground here, but you see that you pretty quickly, you don't map out nearly as exactly as Prime Vons did, the layout of the arcs overlaid to this, but you see a bunch of caves heading off. Many of them appear to have filled at least somewhat with water. You can tell that this place has very much eroded or collapsed in on itself after, you know, an entire mountain and its roots, as it were, was pulled out of it. It didn't all just stay exactly where it was. But you can tell that this place, as you could probably tell from being in the arcs and adventuring around its, you know, underlevels for so long, there were a lot of fucking caves, and they did not end at the perimeter of the part that you guys pulled out of the ground.
Well, that should be fairly obvious.
Yeah, so just...
So there's a lot of caves around.
You would be spoiled for choice.
Okay, you said that there's grass. Is there a lot of... So there's a lot of grass.
Grass.
Are there any
moss.
Bushes?
Yeah. There's bushes, there's the occasional industrious tree that is growing, you know, kind of either next to one of the more still bodies of water or like out of the side of one of the slopes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a wetlands. That's a slope. Bear with me here.
What would I know about wetlands?
I don't know. I'm just trying to describe it for the listener. Because everyone knows about wetlands.
They're wondering about it.
You didn't all grow up next to a giant wetlands preserve. How dare you? But basically, there's a lot of stuff here. None of it is super large in the crater itself.
Okay. Okay.
The ground probably isn't stable enough for it.
I'm going to turn around and where. So I've gotten down to like the bottom of the crater where the biggest water is.
Oh, it's going to be a fucking while before you get to the bottom.
Oh, okay.
The crater's miles
all
across.
Right. I'm standing there. I'm standing there and I'm looking around. Do I see a crater that is large enough? A cave opening that is large enough for me to go into?
The vast majority.
The vast majority. The vast majority of them that are close to me?
Almost by definition, yes. I guess assuming the sizes are roughly equally distributed around the crater, yes.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to go up to one of the cave entrances.
Okay. Before you was a cave. It is... Water is running into it. It's going down at a pretty steep slope, but you think you could keep your balance. It's not quite going down a slide. It's just getting there. the light does not reach very far inside. You do get the... There's a bunch of, like, slick mud and silt and stuff as the more soil transitions to the stone, and it's very slick and slippery as you go. And you don't have a big... I don't think Sidroa does a bunch of, like, temperature skin feel as much.
Mm-hmm.
But you do still get that feeling of, like, when you are, you know, standing in or walk into, like, cold mist. You know, you can feel that a place much colder is in front of you, if only by virtue of being in permanent shade.
Okay, I'm going to cast light on my right gauntlet.
Let me check something. I mean, you succeed. I need to check some other stuff. Not lightning.
Is that bolt. Compatible with invisibility?
I'm not thinking about the fact that I'm invisible.
I can tell. It's uh-huh. perfect.
Both are working exactly as expected.
But I've basically got my hand inside. I'm standing there. I put my hand inside so that it's what? I'm a large mannish kind of size. So it's about 4 feet into the thing, and I cast light on my right gauntlet.
All right.
Is this how Everybody. We discover black lights?
Yes. Ah.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Sorry, I need to find the jumping back and forth between two spells. I need to find the radius of light, just so I know. Okay.
All the scorpions are suddenly visible.
Around it as much as a torch. Cure light. So I think the range is 150 feet, but that's like the dimmest light is at the end of that range.
Right. Yeah, the range is 150
feet. Or I guess you can cast it on a faraway object is the idea. At any rate.
Well, I don't even know if there's a faraway object. And besides which, there might be a monster sitting right there in the dark. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And you've just stuck your arm in there.
And I've just stuck my arm in there. I know. I tend to do these things.
Visible lit up arm.
You act like this is a surprise. I tend to forget what I'm doing.
Fucking anything.
No clapping.
I tend to forget what I'm doing.
Respectfully paying attention to what's happening.
All right.
I think I'm being respectful. If I'm not, please tell me and I will fix my attitude.
Okay.
All right. Everybody.
Uh-huh.
It's like someone lit a torch down in the crater. You all see a sourceless, you know, clear white light.
And they all go, that's Wealthy!
Does Nacho see it?
Nacho sees it. Mm. As does, it seems, the corrupted creature. Nacho?
Why doesn't Sidroa tell me not to do that?
Sorry, I just thought of something.
Uh-huh.
Is it night?
I was going to have it not be.
Didn't establish whether it's night, actually.
I mentioned morning dew at one point.
Oh.
And then I might have corrected to evening dew because I realized you would go to sleep at a different time. But let us have it be in the morning.
Don't know how big this continent is and how far we are from it time zones wise.
In Minecraft, it would be dusk by now.
You have not teleported to Greenwich Mean Time from Pacific. it is.
Sorry, what did you call it?
I said Greenwich Mean Time, and I think I'm wrong. Greenwich?
Fuck. Greenwich.
Thank you. You know. Fuck. I got nothing. I can't play this off.
Now, this episode goes out to our friends in Greenwich.
We know you're an underappreciated area.
And we know how much they love being called Greenwich. Yeah.
Somewhere there's like a Greenwich, Alaska, and they're like, finally, recognition.
And we've got somebody who's actually listening to us there.
They got a lot of time up in Alaska, from what I understand.
Yeah, somebody up there is listening to 13 podcasts at once.
I used to listen to that many podcasts at once when I had a data entry job.
Yeah.
It's real easy.
Yes. But, all right. So, yeah, Cool Vons, or Natural Cheese Vons, you see it. Cool Vons would also notice it, just because it'd be pretty obvious even in the, you know, overcast.
Is Jesse close enough to the...
Yeah, you see it too.
Okay.
Everybody sees it. Which, Cool Vons, or the Nacho Cheese Vons. Let's keep my Vonses correct.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it intelligence this time. Make an intelligence check.
Oh, geez. 19 on the die. So that would put it at... God, that would be 31.
All right. You focus in. I'm going to say, Grix, you also see this through Vaughn's eyes.
Sure.
You focus in on that light, and you focus kind of on that space. And a figure resolves into view. It's Veldroa. There's more wealthy in the form than you're used to, and it's not just the big clanking armor, but you can see your pal, even though you know that, well, either A, you just learned how to cancel out invisibility, or B, they are still invisible. Question mark, question mark, question mark. And I'm going to say with that moment and that, especially with that fucking roll, you go and you are looking around and you can see at least the vague but identifiable forms of your friends, allies, and friendly suckers.
Uh-huh. Huh. Well, this isn't good.
Is that because of my light? Oh, shit. I fucked everybody.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Sidroa warn me about these things? What's the use of having a partner in my head?
That's true.
I keep telling you I don't know magic and I'm busy driving the body.
Oh,
you're such a backseat driver.
Oh, God. I only know that because we were in the other dimension. Oh, God.
Were you even in the backseat?
Do I see anything down the tunnel?
How many seats does that suit of armor have?
Well, like you can take out the third row. depends. You see more tunnel. It keeps going down. I guess I'll roll to see if there happens to be something really close to the entrance, but it's a tunnel. It's not like it's a theme park ride where it's like 10 feet in. It's like, here's the meat of it. I say that. Now some geologist is going to correct me and be like, actually, all tunnels have like clear labels and cool stone patterns. Yeah, there is nothing.
If they were going to tell us that, they would have told us that, what, 232 episodes ago when we first started looking at tunnels.
No, because every other tunnel you've been in, you know, people have carved out part of it, so they clearly destroyed the cool part, and or I have just been right about everything about geology this entire time until this moment.
Uh-huh. Because I am... Okay, when I've got my arm stuck into the tunnel and the light is on, can I see myself?
No. Nope. You are invisible to yourself.
And Vaughn's... it's Grix that can see me. Right?
Well, it is Prime Vons who can see you, and Grix is looking through Prime Vons' eyes via read thoughts, so.
Okay, so they can both see me. So Vons can see me, and Grix can see me because of Vons. Okay, but I can't see myself.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to turn around, because I have completely forgotten about being invisible.
But I don't see
every
them,
bit
them.
Of operational security.
What were you asking? Adam?
I don't see them, though, right? I see the light.
And the somewhat indistinct form of, physical form of one Weldroa Taylor goo.
Oh, it's the goo version. Okay.
I would have more wealthy shape
than one would expect.
Okay. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to head to the next cave.
There is a fucking bouncing orb of light just going through the crater.
Oh, God.
Cool, Vons.
Yeah.
There is a fucking bouncing orb of light going
the
through the
man.
Crater.
Huh. Well, alright.
Good God.
Does Cool Vons have an eye on the corrupted?
You do not see it.
Okay.
You have scanned for it. And spoiler alert, because we're jumping around enough POVs, mostly Prime Bonds, is that were we the audience, we would know. You would have seen it by now.
Sure. So as far as... Go on.
Can I remind everyone that one of the goals was that Vons would make a fire and see if we could see it?
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
I just don't want us to get so wrapped up in... everything else that's happened since we landed.
None of this has gone how I thought it would. So
no, like, 100% not at all any of it. Of
you think but it like, hasn't gone. Ian's probably sitting here going, what the hell am I doing?
Meh.
No, there's opportunity for blunder here. Sure. But I
didn't expect it to be
bit...
immediate combat.
No.
Combat
no.
hasn't started yet.
hazard
Vaughn's, it. Nacho was worried that it would be immediate combat. I think Cool Ranch was expecting immediate combat too.
Cool Ranch is a good ninja who always expects combat to happen right away.
Yeah, right away. Hasn't found it yet. He's kind of looking for it. Now he sees a glow bouncing around, and he's going to assume that that is Nacho, because that was the deal. That Nacho would light a fire. So he sees that glow.
Oh, it's kind of like a torch.
He doesn't see the corrupted, so he's going to say, oh, sure, there it is, and starts hopping in after it.
Okay, so you start heading into the crater.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The shortest route.
Yes. You go directly.
Wolfie has ADHD, okay?
Jenkins has her on to be mortified.
What? Shocking.
I know. She's too interested in the caves.
If Cool Ranch saw the corrupted around, he'd be taking a different tack here, but no. Nope.
Yeah. OG Vaughn's.
Mm-hmm.
You see that the corrupted creature is heading towards Veldroa. You see that Cool Ranch is heading towards Veldroa.
Oh, okay. And he can identify Cool Ranch?
Yeah. You can basically identify all your friends now. They look slightly differently than you would expect them to, but they're still all very identifiable. And when you look at them, you know that is that person.
Right. And he feels sudden guilt for not figuring out how to light a fire earlier with this fucking corrupted thing around.
Yeah,
not
wanting to draw perhaps attention. Remember that you are supposed to be starting a fire.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. Like, oh shit, I was supposed to do a thing.
Yeah. All right. Just from this point on, functionally, OG Vaughn's and Grix, you can see everybody. And you don't have to worry about who's visible and who's not.
All right.
Grix, not...
Grix, because he's looking through...
Got it. Okay.
Prime Vaughn's eyes. So. All of the player characters who teleported in cannot see anybody else.
Got it.
Kelly, what did you say?
I said, if the corrupted creature takes me out, then you guys don't know where anything is.
Is this, do we know, is this real? Or is this a dreamscape?
Grix, make an intelligence check.
Because, like, everyone teleporting in seems very much more real.
Vaughn's has been trying to figure that out this whole time.
I mean,
well, I know you have, but I'm external. Fuck me, I guess. 13. Oh,
no. That's the whole point of the experiments we were doing, is to figure out if it is a dreamscape or if it's real.
13, not a crit. Fail. 14? Hang on. Wait. Maybe I'm wrong on my stats. 14.
14. On a prime. That's not terrible. All right. So you think that you... Either A, Vaughn's has a hell of an accurate dreamscape, or B, you think you are probably in some way extremely adjacent to reality. The exact mechanics you don't know, but it seems like... It's almost like being on the ethereal plane would be the closest comparison you would draw.
Sure.
Which isn't usually how dreams work, but in this case, yeah, you think you are standing, or that
there is Vaughn's physicality to it.
Yeah, like,
sure,
it's out in the real world. A bunch of stuff seems off, you're also going to notice, just because you're external, you're not in it like Vaughn's is, but it's still very clearly identifiable and still matches up enough with what you would expect to be happening that, you know, things seem off, like it's weird that your friends don't appear to be seeing the corrupted creature that's walking around. But, yeah, so your guess would be it's kind of an ethereal plane sort of thing or something similar to that, but with that role, you're not sure exactly what.
Okay, got it. I haven't done anything, really. I'm gonna start, like, calling out stuff, like, providing, if I can, a bird's eye view. I don't really have a way to communicate with them, though. Fuck. Message. Okay.
Let me check the range on message.
Probably not gonna work.
Fuck. No, it might, actually. So I'm trying to remember if message is one of those things that you can cast.
Line of sight. But
can you cast it through things like a crystal ball?
I think you can.
Vaughn's is basically being a crystal ball right now.
That's very cool.
Yeah, you can do that. Why not?
Cool. Great.
It's far more interesting than the alternative. Yeah, 450 feet, so...
But I guess it's only one target per casting.
Yeah, I'm going to say that due to where everyone kind of is and where OG Vaughn's is,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to limit it slightly. You can reach Jesse, Steamboat, and Weldroa.
All right. Well, I think Jesse's the most, you know, able to do stuff.
Generally. Yay! I love the end of that sentence, and I was waiting with bated breath for it.
So I will target Jesse, and I will provide a overview of the whole situation as best I can.
All right.
To give like situational awareness.
Okay. This won't be the be all end all of this, so don't worry if you guys roll badly. I say this because Grix, sure. Make a charisma check.
Okay.
To explain things clearly. And Jesse, we will wait for that roll, but then you're going to be making an intelligence check.
Well, fuck, this die is real bad. I'm going to refresh this dice roller, but that is, you say charisma?
Yeah.
Let me look to see where I'm at. Okay, yeah, that's right. So that's a 13.
Another two or a one?
There's a two. It's another two. It's been a lot of twos. It's been a whole lot of twos.
Okay. Jesse,
I think my dice roller was stuck.
Yeah.
So I've refreshed it now. It's fine.
All right. Jesse, make an intelligence check. There is no bonus.
I rolled a 19, so that's 29 for Jesse.
Through the power of teamwork.
That's almost as good as it could be.
Yes.
And really so much better than it should have been.
So Grix is kind of jumping back and forth a bit, trying to describe everything, and then like realizing it needs to orient you, and it gets kind of diced up.
But
you manage to get a rough idea of what's going on, and more importantly, you get the nice blaring klaxon of there's a corrupted creature, and it's headed towards Weldroa, and no, you can't see it.
I think I will say, for flavor, this is like the kind of shit that Jesse like has been training for her whole life, is to just like be able to get a really weird, sort of vaguely sketchy description of what's going on a battlefield and be able to just like interpret that actually. So I feel like that makes sense that Jesse can do that.
Yeah, especially since you're like cleanup crew a lot of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, so Jesse is gonna hightail it. Jesse's gonna go after Weldroa.
Okay. You run towards the light.
She's a little bit cranky as she's doing it, because she's like, well, I thought that was probably what was going on, and I was right.
Yes. All right. Grix, who do you talk to next?
Oh, is that I can do more on my turn?
We aren't doing turns yet, so sure.
Okay. Sure.
Also, a lot of these people can't see each other, so like... you can reach Steamboat or Weldroa.
Weldroa. Yeah. Same kind of thing.
Okay. Weldroa.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's a bunch of people around, and also someone has light turned on, and there's a corrupted creature going towards
shit.
Them.
Shit! And it automatically, and it just winks out. And I'm like, sorry, Rick.
Jesse is like, oh, man.
That's true. You can no longer see exactly where Weldroa is.
But I would have at least seen down into the crater, yes?
Yeah, is that right?
You will end up
within 10 to 20 feet of Weldroa, assuming Weldroa does not move.
Yeah.
Like, you have a good idea. It's just you'll no longer be like, oh, yes, you are right there in front of me, and I can reach out and touch you right now.
Can I do one other thing?
Sure.
Knowing that Vons is like essentially like kind of looking at me, and knowing that Vons can see me in some way that I can't see him, Jesse's gonna like make some sort of signal, and probably is gonna have to be a roll, which will be extremely amusing. But so Jesse's gonna make like some sort of like arm or like hand signal of like in Vons's direction of build a fire.
Jesse, make a charisma check.
Yeah, I know. That's a 12. She got a 2. She rolled a 2.
Oh, gee, Vons. Jesse's waving her arms all about at you.
Jesse's waving her arms at me. OG Vons can see that. Okay. So I guess OG Vons is going to head towards her. The corrupted creature he sees is still heading towards Weldroa. Towards Weldroa, right.
Yeah, started cutting in after the light spell
happened. Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, gonna head towards Jesse.
Okay, you head towards Jesse. I'm going to say that. Are you running? Sneaking?
Yeah, is there like a... Because he's too scared to do a full run. He doesn't want to draw the creature's attention now that the light's out, right? So...
So you want to do like a canter?
Yeah, something awkward. It's still like an animal-y move silently, but...
So make a move silently check. You're going to be rolling this at minus 10 because you're essentially running while doing it. But failing it does not mean you're being very loud. It's just...
Yeah.
Determines how fast you can really go.
Well, I rolled a 15. So if it's at a minus 10, then that's a 5 to put it at a 16.
Okay.
Or is that 17? Does he get a plus 2 or a plus 1 on these?
It stacks, so...
Oh, I see. Okay. So yeah, that would be a plus... His move silently checks give him a plus 2.
So sure, why not? I don't remember exactly.
If it stacks, then yeah, it would be about 18.
Okay. You get going at a pretty good pace. You know, you stay low, you keep your knees bent, you don't do the full crouch walk because that doesn't actually help, I don't think. And you start making your way towards Jesse. And then, let's see. Steamboat, you saw the light turn on.
Okay.
You saw the light go out.
Okay.
Make another wisdom check.
23.
Okay, potentially gonna lie. I should maybe have to let you out a d6, but you did good anyway. All right, you saw the birds earlier.
Yeah.
Agitated's too strong a word, but they have definitely started keying in on something.
And, probably a light that just went out.
And do you see a couple of them, on quiet wings, take flight and kind of end up above the space with you? They're not going to run into you, and they clearly don't see you. But
okay, are they all in like a rough, like tight space?
No, this is a few that have like scattered themselves around.
Fuck.
Kind of different perimeters, you know, different circumferences or diameters or whatever. And
okay.
They sort of put up several eyes in the sky.
All right. Well, that doesn't help.
All right. And then, I guess, Cool Ranch, how fast were you running to try to get to where OG Vons is clearly lighting a fire and that's why there's light there?
Oh, yeah. No, we're doing the full Naruto thing. We're...
All right.
There's no corrupted around to worry about.
That's so, right.
Yeah.
Make a dex check.
Jesus Christ. So that's again a 20 on here. I'm getting other things.
Yeah.
But this is what, the fourth 20 I've rolled this game?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've rolled more twos than that, so it's fine. It works out.
You use a slope. Just to keep accelerating, you don't stop. You jump from rock to rock. You do the, like, you know, chest and shoulders forward, like jump, leap, straight forward kind of thing.
You're a ninja.
Well, Drawa, if you had hair, you would feel the gust of wind, you know, ruffle it around as Cool Ranch Vons, like, you know, shoots past you and skids to a stop.
I'm looking around.
It somehow doesn't spray up any dust or grass. Or mud, because that wouldn't be very stealthy, would it?
Nope.
Does it on, like, the two solid rocks that are in the area. And yeah, so you now are in the same area. And I'm going to say that you passed close enough to each other that you know you're in the same area.
All right. And I still don't see Corrupted, correct. I imagine. And I'm curious as to where Vons is, because there was glowing here.
Do you voice this curiosity out into the world?
I'm not interested in losing invisibility yet.
You do not lose invisibility by speaking, only by attacking.
Right.
And that's definitely been explained to you.
Yes, yeah.
We explained that to you so hard you internalized it.
To be clear, in character, two Cool Vons. Not Electron players.
Yes. No. And I could rephrase. I don't want to announce my position yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
A ninja wouldn't. So he's going to see if he can locate where the glow came from first.
You find the spot. You were pretty much right next to it, because I don't think Aldroa pulled off that much. Or I guess you said you went to like another cave, didn't you? But it was nearby.
I was headed towards another cave.
Okay.
And then Grix whispered that I had my light on, and I stopped and turned the light off.
Okay, so you stopped. So Cool Vons. Should you wish to reach out a paw, you find one Weldroa.
Yeah.
Or at least find a solid body. You have not communicated with it yet.
So he's going to figure out, well, it's Weldroa. It's pretty much all ears, right? Like, there's no discernible ear. just gonna whisper into the it's mass.
It's a helmet.
I think it was more which thing to speak into, but yes, the way that was phrased, I also imagined Kulvan's being like, "Well, Drow's basically just a bundle of ears." Right?
Actually, yeah, I imagine an oozing mass would just sense soundish vibration, and yeah, just be like, "Yeah, hear it all over. Why not?" I bet concerts are really fun or terrible.
Try to get Weldroa to go stand over by the speaker at that club, and Kelly refused. So we'll never know what happened in Zeta concert.
So yeah, we're just going to whisper very carefully and at a 3-inch voice, just like, "Hey, where's Vons?"
"I don't know. I literally don't know.
But there was a fire here."
"Oh, that was me. I forgot we were invisible. Grix told me. I was looking down a tunnel. It was really, I wanted to know what down the tunnel, and I forgot we were invisible."
"Oh, so you made a light. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Shit. So, where's Vons then?"
"I don't know where Vons is."
"Not down the tunnel, though?"
"I didn't see him."
"Oh, fuck.
Has Jesse arrived yet?"
"Not yet."
"Okay. Was just curious."
"No, you're good. This is somewhat of a talking as a pre-action, is to try to juggle exactly what happens next. All right. So, you two are having this whispered conversation. OG Vons, you have almost reached Jesse, and you can see your pals that are down in, you know, the light target area. And a couple things happen. First off, you see that the corrupted creature has gotten pretty close at this point, and that your friends don't seem to have noticed it. Second, you suddenly see a burst of birds come out of the trees. They do not chirp, they do not caw, they do not screech, but it's a lot of noise because there's a lot of wings and a lot of rustling branches. They stream together like starlings and come down roughly in front of where that corrupted creature is.
Wait, how many?
Like a whole flock.
Yeah.
So it's like a murmuration.
Like a birds. Like, it's like a birds of birds. It's like an Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds of Birds.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is an appropriate volume. That. These are all smaller birds as well, for whatever that's worth. But that they all dive towards the ground, and everyone sees this, and form into a vaguely humanoid creature.
Oh.
About 8 feet tall.
Oh.
Roughly in front of the corrupted creature that Prime Vons has been observing. So, Cool Ranch and Weldroa, you were talking. There was a burst of birds, and now there's a humanoid bird-based monstrosity looming over you. So, that's probably good.
Yeah.
And then, off in the distance, y'all hear horns.
No.
And that is where we will pick up next time.
Horns? Okay.
Aaron went, "No." So what do you remember, Aaron?
Remember horns?
There's just... sometimes there's horns, and then we fight the corruption.
Oh, shit.
It's bad. It's bad, my dudes.
Okay. I don't remember that specifically with the corruption. I thought that Harper's fleet used horns sometimes.
I mean, I imagine the corruption has an alarm system, sure. And this is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. Follow us on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our dankest, blazest posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.